USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium Friday morning says America's recession will hurt more before it gets better.
The burdens of high inflation fall heaviest on those who are least able to bear them. Restoring price stability will take some time and requires using our tools forcefully to bring demand and supply into better balance. Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth.
After the outcry from America on the FBI's raid on President Trump's home, the Department of Justice's Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is being forced to turn over the affidavit for the warrant to authorize the raid. The judge did give the DOJ the okay to hide some of the information. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa! That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
One of the James Bond cars went to auction and reaped a hefty price.
Sean Connery's James Bond car brought in a whopping $2.4 million at auction this week. The silver 1964 Aston Martin DB5 was driven in the 1960s James Bond films when Connery played the famous secret agent. The car used in the films came complete with gadgets like machine guns and an ejector seat. The auction company said they expected the car to bring in between $1.4 and $1.8 million, so the final price tag came as a bit of a surprise when the unnamed buyer walked away with the winning bid.
That's Tim Berg reporting. Facebook and Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg admitted Thursday that his Meta platform suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story in the final weeks before the 2020 presidential election after a visit from the FBI. He says it sucks the story wound up being verifiable. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Two people were killed and four others wounded in a shooting at a Kentucky homeless shelter for men Thursday night. The shooting occurred around 7:40 p.m. local time at the Harbor House Christian Center in Henderson City. As President Biden's plan to transfer student debt onto your responsibility, the backlash has been swift, as most Americans would love up to $20,000 of free money to pay off our credit cards. That's not going to happen. This money is only for student loan holders. North Carolina Republican Representative Greg Murphy on Newsmax Thursday says this is one of Biden's most disastrous decisions in office, second only to the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The most disastrous decision made by this president, second only to this disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan. What you're doing, what lesson you're telling this country is that your name, when you sign on the dotted line, that you are you're going to keep up your side of a commitment, doesn't matter anymore. It's wrong to call this debt forgiveness. This is called debt transfer to you and I who actually took out loans, who worked two jobs to pay them back, or parents who sacrificed so much to put their kids through school. This is a lesson. And putting off the other loans when they're complaining, touting their low unemployment rate is absolutely a socialistic takeover. This is a political move meant to buy votes.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.